What's up, guys? I don't know what the fuck that was. We're back going into the second half here, or third half, whatever this is, of Swan Song. I can't talk anymore. Adam, please tell us how we all get arrested for stealing a space blankie.
Space blankie. All right. So let's see. So the cops want to have a word with Piani about the owner of this vehicle. She just said that it belonged to the maintenance crew. Mr. Sicarian is dragging Higgs back into the building to pay for his blanket thievery. And Victor, you're dragging the crate out back, right, into the alley?
Yes, I am.
Okay, solid. So, Piani, what do you say to the cop when he's like, look, this vehicle's flagged in the database. I just have a couple of questions, then we can let you get back to running your hotel, ma'am.
Like, as I'm sort of contemplating the answer to this question, I want to invoke Omen.
Okay.
And I want to know that whether the following course of action will result in physical injury or mental distress within the next 10 minutes, according to the GM's best judgment of likely outcomes.
Okay. Nice. What are you going to do? What is the what's
I
the
suppose
straightforward
just,
choice?
Just like answering their questions, like whether or not I want to sit here to buy my allies more time, or that's hopefully what I'm going to – I
so
want to base this decision off of that.
How does the since this is the first time we've seen your precognitive powers in play, how does it work? Like, do you have a vision? Is it something you understand as though it were like a memory? Like, how does it work for you when you use your psychic powers?
He snorts a pound of dust and then starts shaking.
So psychic powers in this game, they're a mental an illness. There's something wrong with your brain,
right?
And without being trained to control it, it eventually will destroy you. It'll kill you. You'll get sick
right.
and die. You have
a
problem.
Yeah, Piani, with her best understanding of like what this is and what she can do, she doesn't, you know, fully understand it, and obviously is not as trained as some psychics in the world are. But for Omen particularly, she just kind of like begins to look past whatever she's looking at. So in this case, these two guards that happen to be here questioning her. And she just sort of like blankly begins to look past her until eventually she starts to see this inevitable future.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the question is, will staying and answering their questions lead to physical or mental trauma for you in the next like 10 minutes?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Then I say, gentlemen, to the best of my ability.
Okay. So they start to ask you some questions about, you know, whose vehicle is this? You know, where is it registered? How long have you had it? Like basic kind of like traffic stop sort of stuff. And the guy you're not talking to, the one with the scanner, he's just walking around the vehicle, kind of like sweeping. So in the meantime, so you're basically, you've got them on lock, buying the people inside some time. So, Sicarian, you get Higgs inside, and the door shuts behind you. You notice that Victor's gone. What are you going to do?
I kind of scan the room.
Once the door shuts, it's just me and him, right?
Yeah, you guys can talk. I mean,
Victor,
okay, you
what
can
the
talk,
fuck are
there's...
you doing? I was handling the fucking guys. You didn't have to. What is the plan? What is going on?
God. Higgins, back
maybe...
here. This thing's fucking heavy. Come on, let's get it out the back door.
I'm hosing on over him. I'll go make sure that Panini doesn't get us in more trouble.
Little Panini.
And then I come back out.
Okay. All right, so you come back out. You see Piani having this conversation with the officer. Higgs, you and Kovacs are going out the back door.
I guess I mosey on over and pick it up. And as I'm picking it up, I'm just like, what? What? I was handling it, and then you came out and helped when you didn't need help.
Hey, Higgs, are they still out there?
Well, PP and Mr. S are out there talking to the cops now. Who knows what those idiots are going to say?
Then it hasn't been handled, has it?
You gave me. I had maybe a two words of dialogue.
Right. Let's get this out the back door. They can handle it for a little while longer while there's nothing like this hanging around to distract the cops from that vehicle.
I just start like cursing PP and Mr. S and then help him out.
Are you cursing in English?
No. It's more like Southern
Gabadish and damn nabbit.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like I'm Yosemite Sam or something. Yeah.
You're fish and fries.
Boomhauering. Okay.
I'm boomhauering. Exactly. I'm boomhauering.
In a hotel.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. So you fly under the hotel's aggression radar, and it doesn't trip the alarm.
Aggression radar.
As I step out, I say, "Ma'am." Yeah. To Miss Panini, the suspect needs questioning.
Certainly. Officers, are we done here? Can I go back to my business and take care of what's left inside?
I think the cop talking to you looks over his shoulder at the other guy with the scanner. The guy with the scanner shrugs at him, and then he looks at you, and he says, I won't take up any more of your time, ma'am. Yeah, you go about your business. But we may be getting in touch with you again soon if any more questions come up. But
of course, you know where I am. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. So inside, Victor and Higgs, you get to the door at the end, and it's just like a metal door with a push bar, and it's got a big red like sign on. It's like emergency exit. Alarm will sound.
I didn't think the back door would be an emergency exit.
Are there any cameras around in the corner?
Basically, assume that the answer to that question on this planet is always yes. There are cameras everywhere.
Okay.
My God. There are no other doors.
No. I mean, there's other parts of the hotel, but like, this is just the fire exit for people.
As I come back in, I go, Mr. Higgins. Stephen, what's your guy's name?
Victor.
Victor.
Victor, I think we can leave now.
Do I hear Sicarian down at the other end of the hall? Sicarian, come help us out with this. Can you disarm this alarm or something? We gotta get this thing out the back.
Front door will do. I think we're fine.
Front, there's cops out there. Don't you remember?
Quit being a fucking weirdo. Just please bring it up here.
I took care of the cops. We're good to go.
Let's not get everything on camera, please. Let's just get out of here.
You think those things take sound? All right, I hoist up my end and start trudging back up towards the front of the hotel.
Yeah, I do the same.
Okay. All right. So you can see from the lobby, you can see out the window the cops getting back on their grab cycles and heading off. And now your vehicle's just sitting out there waiting for you to get on.
Did they tag it?
Do you have the security skill? Would you like to examine the vehicle?
Of course not. I'd like to examine the vehicle.
Yeah, anyone with the security skill can examine the vehicle to see if it's been tampered with, sure.
I'll check it out, boys.
Well, look at you.
Let me check it out. I've got a zero. I rolled an eight.
Got an eight? Okay. There doesn't appear to be any mechanical tampering with it. It's not like they you don't find like a tracking device attached to it or anything.
Is there a banana in the tailpipe?
There's no tailpipe.
Okay, we're good.
Let's get this sucker out of here. We still got the blanket. Did anybody set it on fire?
Wait, you guys were gonna set something on fire? Can you just get that fucking thing up here? We already spent too much time at this stupid fucking apartment. Let's fucking go.
I slam the thing down on the bed of the grab skiff.
Okay. All right. Does the skiff have mag locks or? Yeah, I mean it's on the ground now. Once you turn the ignition on, you'll pick up.
Oh.
Does it have mag locks? Yeah. Okay. Of course.
All right, so you
it's
lock
cargo
the,
skiff.
Yeah, you lock the cart to the box to the skiff.
Sure.
Okay, cool. So who's riding where? There's enough passenger spot for two people in the actual cab, and then two people have to be on the skiff.
Well, I'm driving, so
okay. I'll sit on the back and I'll ready my
I'm back there with
in them. in the band of my woven body armor, which is stripped to the waist.
Okay,
front seat, shotgun.
Okay, so Piani and Higgs are in the front, and then you two, Sicarian, and you guys are in the back. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So you're going to just take a straight route. I mean, Higgs, you're in charge. You want to take a straight route back to the spaceport or?
Are the roads like when we came in, how busy were the roads? Were they congested? Was it?
There's almost no congestion. It's very orderly. Everyone drives like exactly a meter apart from everyone else. It's very uniform.
Can I just bang on the window and say, Victor, what route should we take?
God, I don't know. I never even drove when I was here. Just get us back to the place.
I got
done enough here.
Look, just sit on top of that thing, and if anyone asks, it's for cushioning. You're not trying to hide what you're sitting on, okay? And I start the grab thing and go.
Yeah, okay.
We're migrant workers. That'll go over real well with the Danny.
Well, I didn't say migrant workers. Hell, they can. We're just giving them a lift into town. We'll make it up as we go along.
Parking lot.
Yeah.
We're wasting money, you cunts. Come on.
Yeah, let's go. I turn it on and start going.
Okay, so you take the highway. You guys are maybe like. It's like an hour and a bit drive out to the space docks, to the pads that ships come in and out. They're in a bit of disuse now, obviously, because of the blockade and everything. And as you start to kind of leave the main urban center, you can see in the sky above the planet, the nearby like gas giant. There's this big sort of purple and red planetoid that's floating in space. And you can see... Even in the day, you can see the glittering sort of points of light of the Adani blockade reflecting the sunlight down to the surface. Mm-hmm. And you can see ahead of you. I think Higgs, you notice it first. There's a bit of a traffic jam that's starting to form ahead of you. And if you kind of lean out the window, you can see there's like a police checkpoint on the road into the port. You got maybe one chance to like pull off the road to like a U-turn off the highway, or you can try and talk your way through the checkpoint.
I look at Victor. I see that. I turn to Victor. I'm like, Victor, what do you think? You want to just go for it?
You know what? Piani's got a real smooth tongue. I don't trust these guys as far as I can throw them. I say we get the hell out of here.
Higgs, do you want to mention to the rest of the group that something went wrong with that chip that the cop... it was gonna say something.
Totally not.
Because you remember that.
Yeah. No, I'm not mentioning anything.
Keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What was that? Was that chip like my citizenship?
Yeah, it's like your visa. It contains your visa information. All four of you have one.
Oh Jesus.
Okay. I have it, right?
You have it now. Yeah, you have Higgs's chip.
Fucking right.
Have I noticed that I don't have it on me?
Maybe if you remember, like if it's the kind of thing you would keep an eye on. But essentially, yeah, it's like you
gave
the guy your passport.
Well, apparently it's forged, so I would think that I'd probably keep it pretty close to my purse.
It's definitely contraband for yeah. Sure.
Okay. I like look over to the right in the lane next to me. Is it? Can I get off?
Yeah, you can pull off.
Yeah, I get off. I go that way.
All right, so Higgs takes a right and pulls down off the ramp. So it curves down and the road heads down into a industrial district. There's like a bunch of manufacturing plants, lots of big, like metal towers with fire coming out of the top, like steel mills and stuff. And you notice, I think maybe Piani, you notice this, there's a metal, you notice just movement at first. You think maybe it's like a bird or something, but then when you look again, there's like a white plastic and metal drone following you. It's like about the size of like, I don't know. It's not huge, but it's like bicycle size maybe. It's got four big rotors, and it's definitely like tailing you as you guys go down into this industrial district.
I tap on the window again, and without really
what
even,
is it?
I look, you fucking dick. I wasn't tapping to you. I'm trying to get in touch with Siskarian over here.
Don't tap the fucking window.
I tap the window,
driving.
And I just kind of give the head nod forward eyebrow point to the drone and
you definitely see it.
Okay.
So you're used to dealing with military technology. This is it's like an unmanned vehicle. Whether it's armed, it's hard to say from here. But it's mil spec for sure. It's not like a random sort of police surveillance drone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, it's just me and You're not going to always call you. Oh, it's just me and Victor back there.
Yeah.
We're being watched. We need to get this over with as quickly as possible.
I don't know anything about this thing, do I? I don't think I do. It's not astronautic. It's not medical. No. So, yeah. I've got science. Would my science skill tell me anything about it, how it could be avoided?
It covers all conventional scientific application, but actually building a repairing object. Yeah, you can make a science roll if you want to know something about this thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I know like any way we could avoid its notice. That'd be 2d6 plus my intelligence.
If that's all you want to know, that's a foregone conclusion. It's following you, so it definitely notices you.
Well, no, I mean, is there any way we can like, what kind of visual specs does it have? Could we confuse its sensors somehow by like taking some strange turns or throwing up a cloud of dust or anything else?
Go for it.
10.
Nice. Ooh. Okay. Yeah, I mean it's hardened military technology, so it's not gonna it's not gonna be susceptible to just like going fast and taking sharp turns. If you had like an EMP weapon or something, you could probably take it out. I mean, you'd shoot it with a plasma rifle, that'd do it.
Yep. That's a hard-lined RP-310 Raptor. We can't lose that thing short of destroying it or hitting it with an EMP blast. So, man, Sakarian, what do you think? You want to knock that thing out of the sky? I just don't know. If we shoot it down,
it just changes the game the second we do that. Whoever's watching us knows that we're
exactly
aware.
We shoot it down. We need to hide ASAP. Maybe we could send a message up front.
How long do we have?
Maybe 30 seconds.
Can we hear this conversation in the back, even though they're outside?
Yeah, I mean, you're not driving that quickly, and it's not, like, windy or anything. There's some sort of general industrial traffic, but, I mean, grab vehicles are quiet. So.
I ask Victor. Victor, you think I could lose it? I mean, we're headed down, and we got off the street. No, it's
mil-spec. You're not going to lose it unless we do something crazy with, like, throwing an ion cloud or something like that.
Well,
and
certainly not on a vehicle like that.
Yeah.
Mr. S, why don't you do what you do best? And, hey, PP, you get my card back there? Did you get that from those guys?
Keep your fucking eyes on the road.
I was like, well, let me know if you. Anyways, about that thing, it's up to y'all. Y'all decide.
Higgs,
I'm just
Higgs. How you feel about your driving skill? You think you can shake us into one of these buildings real quick after we knock this thing out of the air?
Would I know that with a zero skill, Adam? Well,
yeah. I mean, you've got a general feel for the vehicle. Like, its handling is pretty shitty. I mean, you're driving like a cargo lifter, basically. It depends on what you want to do. Like, you're not going to lead it on like a car chase or anything. Like, it'll catch up to you. But
our final destination is the Swan Song, right?
Yes.
So, how far are we from the Swan Song?
You were maybe like a 20-minute drive on the highway to get to it. Now you're off in some like industrial neighborhood, and you'd have to get back to the highway. And
fucking twat.
So we're really far because I got into this.
Fucking Wilbur.
It's not that you're really far. It's just like, you know, when you get off the highway and then it's like, okay, well, now you got to find an on ramp back onto the highway that doesn't go right back to the checkpoint. So you have to make an alternate route. Anybody who has a compad could make a computer's check to activate like the GPS.
I have a compad, but I'm too busy checking my Facebook right now. So, okay, I guess I'll fucking hack the drone. Let's do it.
You have a photo of yourself on Facebook that has 12 more likes than it did the last time you checked.
It did. He liked
Facebook. Sure, that's canon now. That's in the show.
Oh, yeah, totally. I love it. Your self-worth score goes up by one.
I noticed that his Facebook is kind of how I'm like, hey, why don't you retweet what I was tweeting earlier? You want to help me out?
There's a picture, just a picture of Higgs getting busted by the cops. It's like, cops, right? Yeah. Cops, lol.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hashtag cops.
Okay. Yeah. So is this a computer role?
Yeah, yeah. So Sakarian, I think you...
I have security as well.
Yeah, okay, so you have security too. So you're part of the like local net, right? So if you find a route using this network, the cops will be able to find the route that you're on. Unless you take some like effort to obfuscate what you're doing first. Okay. But all, while all this is happening, the drone is still like following you, and it's hard to say if there's more on the way.
So am I using this skill to find a route, or can I use my skill to actually hack the drone?
I think that the comm pad, its capabilities are probably not like, if you get the drone down, you could hardware like hack it, but yeah, it's hardened, so your average phone won't be able to do it.
You obviously haven't watched too many movies, Adam. Okay, no. So I want to use my skill to try to find the most non-obtrusive route for us to get back to the Swan Song. Yes?
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
That's what I want to do, yes.
Okay.
I'm rolling a 2d6. Yeah?
While you're finding this route, do we want to shoot this thing down? I feel like that'd bring a lot of heat on us. If we're trying to actually make it back to the Swan Song, then we don't want to shoot it down. But if we have this thing following us, then when we get back to the ship, there'll just be cops waiting there.
Fucking Adam, let me look at Google Maps real quick, and then we'll fucking figure it out.
Does my stealth apply to only my person, or does it apply to my driving? Does it apply to everything that I do in terms of stealthing?
It's anything you do in terms of being stealthy. So
if we shoot
this
thing down, could I make a stealth roll to make...
Like park somewhere that you can stay hidden? Yeah, you totally
can. Yeah. Can I watch dogs where I like get lower in the seat and hope that no one sees me? Like,
it's suddenly the car just coasts to a stop. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So what order do you guys want to operate, plan, evade the drone? Do you want to shoot it? Do you want to find the route
find the,
and then
find
shoot
the
it?
Route. Find the route, shoot it, stealth. That's going to be the thing.
Okay, and you want to lay low while the heat boils off. Okay, all right. So, Mr. Sicarian, are you going to use your plasma projector to?
So they nudge me and say we're going to knock it out.
Yeah, Victor does.
All right, Sicarian.
As
we're
he says
knock
that,
that
then I
out.
Pull up my plasma projector out of my jacket.
Sure.
Shoot.
All right.
Take aim.
So
comes
the good part.
So. Victor, you and Sicarian, as soon as the weapon is out, you guys get like scanned. There's a big wide area, like a laser grid kind of beam that goes vroom over you. And then a little red and blue light starts flashing on the top of the drone. It starts sirening, and then you can pull the trigger. All right. So roll to hit it. You're going to roll whatever your normal bonus is. And then it's got an armor of 6. So you add 6 to that as well.
So it's 2d6.
This one's a d20. The weird thing about this game, combat is done with a different die than everything else. But yeah.
So it's d20 plus 3, but then plus 6, so plus 9?
D20 plus 9, you need a 20 or better to hit it.
Oh,
boom!
Yeah!
Awesome. Okay, so roll damage.
It's just 2d8 flat?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah, you toast it. All right.
So Carrie and I could kiss you.
So we see that. Do I see that get hit, like in my rearview mirror or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you hear the weapon discharge first. It's like a tearing fabric noise as the plasma just like erupts from
the... As soon as the weapon discharges, I'd step on the gas and try to get somewhere where I can stealth with the car.
Okay. Cool.
I'm looking up the route.
Yeah, and I'm...
And then after I blast, I put the plasma projector back under my jacket.
Yeah. Okay. As soon as I pick up speed, I'm just like, Miss Pick, please, would you hurry the fuck up and find us a goddamn route? We just shot a fucking army thing in the sky. I don't know what it was.
All right. So, 2D6? So actually this, I was just looking at it. This would be covered by a navigation roll. You can have a bonus for having the comm device if you choose to take it. So yeah, you can make a nav roll.
Can I help him with that nav roll, having navigation?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, yeah, so I don't have 2d6, and that's it.
Yeah, I would do it. You do it the other way around. So Piani can help with computer by like using the comm device quickly and feeding you information, but you're actually doing the route.
So do I even roll?
Yeah, roll your computer skill.
Okay.
And if you get 9. A 7 or better, there you go. Okay, so you get a plus 1 there, Higgs.
Okay. Navigation would be based off of Int, right? So that's
right.
Okay, so it's just a plus 1. What do I need? What's my roll?
The better your roll, the faster your route.
Oh, God.
All right, so I'm going to roll for the cops. You have a few minutes until pursuit comes, but you're like trying to find, I assume you're trying to get to somewhere safe, right? Like that's the plan.
Somewhere that's where stealthy. Yeah.
Okay. So you're looking for cover.
The goal is the swan song, but if I know it's going to be bad or anything like that, I want to stealth.
Okay. So if I roll higher than 5 on my roll, the cops will find you before you find anywhere to hide. If I don't, I'll give you a chance to make a stealth roll and you can hide out.
Okay.
Do that. The bar is not high. There you go. Okay. So you gun it. Guys in the back, you like get jostled a little bit as the skiff kind of like jolts.
I'm just like, hold on, we're gonna try to get out.
Yeah, the little like red meter just shoots up to the end. You're revving the engine as hard as it goes, and you're cutting through these like narrower streets. Even though you're in an industrial area, it's still very clean. It's just quite dark because you're like under the highway. There's a lot of like stuff in the air. And so you're going under all these metal bridges that connect the different factories, trying to find somewhere safe to hide. And you get basically pinned from above by a big white pool of light. Victor and Sakarian, you look up and all you can see is just this light. And you can hear the like unmistakable, like loud hum of like a grav vehicle above you. And then the siren kicks in and a loudspeaker is like, pull the vehicle over.
Adam, you have such a cool hipster voice. It sounds so friendly. And you're Canadian, so it's like, hey, guys, knock that off and pull it over right this second.
Oh, like, no. If these were Canadian space cops, they'd be like, excuse me, gentlemen, if you could pull the vehicle over, please.
Gentlemen, enough with the shenanigans. Please. It comes to an end now.
There's a moose on the road ahead. I don't want you to hit it. Please just pull into the Tim Hortons parking lot and we'll have a conversation about this.
Oh my god! So they're speaking to us and saying, "Pull over."
At least they're not American because we would be getting shot at. Like, it's
yeah. They're like, they're
all
just
the
like,
ground. Fuck it, just drop him.
They shoot you first.
He didn't stop yet. Bam!
He's got a knife.
Yeah.
All right. So they're like calmly just saying like, "Yeah, pull the vehicle over."
I look over to the right and I'm just like. Miss Pick, should I be pulling that car over or just kind of like rocking back and forth?
Yeah.
I don't know. One of the things I'm kind of struggling with, Adam, is in other D&Ds, like we knew the universe, or in fantasy, it's generally everything's fucked. So I'm having a tough time like understanding, like, are we understanding that we're getting pulled over to be then dead? Or are we being pulled over to have a conversation about blowing up a robot that is not that big of a deal? And we have these guns, and guns are okay. Like, I'm trying to understand. Like,
I mean, you can ask, right?
Because like, I feel like you're gonna be like, "Oh, you guys pull over, good game. Day one done. You guys are arrested, and dead, executed.
Two characters next week."
You know, like so,
that's because we play with Neil, Jeff. That's because we play.
I don't know how to react. Like, do I open fire on him?
It totally. I want your character to be motivated by what you think your character would do. Like, don't try to second guess me because. Fucking, I don't know, man. Like,
no,
I'm
no,
just, I'm
see,
playing
that's,
a moment.
That's what the
I'm playing
understanding
a moment.
Is. I so want to play my character too, but yeah. I don't know the situation of the climate. So, like, I don't know what world we're on.
Yeah. So, in this situation, you're in an environment where, while there is, like, a very heavy, like, sort of fascist government, there's lots of, like, expectation of pacifism on the part of people. They don't like foreigners, that kind of thing. They've also not been around that long. So, it's not like they've got a real firm grasp on stuff. So, there's still holes in the way that they operate. That's why there's only like one vehicle and not like an armada, and they haven't already surrounded you. Like, they're not that great at their job yet. And if you like open fire on them, yeah, you're shooting at cops. But the thing is, they're only cops for this planet of the current government. It's not like you'll be hunted for the rest of your life on every planet. Because
this planet's
cops.
Yeah. Adam, this is what I want to do. When they say pull over, I look over at, I'm like, Miss Pick, can you dial Randy in there? And I'm trying to use my culture criminal to call on other criminals to help us get out of here.
Nice. Okay. So you know a guy who lives on Andoni.
I know Randy. Yeah.
Okay.
I turn to Mr. Sakarian and I say, Sakarian, we are fucked. We are so fucked. These are basically literal space Nazis coming at us for shooting a military drone out of the sky. We are so fucked, Sakarian. We are fucked.
I don't know what a space Nazi is.
Oh, yeah, we're fucked.
Yeah, no one has context. That would be like, they're like space Assyrians, you guys. Don't you know what an Assyrian is?
It's the space Akkadians.
Yes, it.
Yeah. So I
hear that. Come for the Darkwalker.
Victor, don't worry. I got this handle, Victor. We're good. We're good. Miss Pick, please dial Randy.
We're fucked.
Okay, so do you want to make a culture criminal check? I think it's going to be difficulty, we'll say 9, to find Randy and for Randy to be in a position to help you.
So I have culture criminal 1. Is that based off charisma as well?
Yeah, I think in this case it's...
Should I help him because I have criminal? Like, I could lean over and be like, based on the role, like, Randy is in the area and could help us or something like that?
I think the only person in a position to help here is Piani because she's the one doing the talking. So, Piani, if you have culture criminal, you can
do
that. Okay.
Okay. Should I roll it first?
Yeah, go ahead and roll it first. We'll see if the...
6.
Okay, so no, you don't know this particular guy or, you know, he doesn't want to talk to you.
Fucking
we'll
Randy?
See... See how Higgs does.
8 or higher? What was it?
Yes, please. Nice.
Oh, all right.
Fucking Randy.
So how do you, Higgs, know this guy?
Me and Randy,